This is Darren Kuhn with the Masculine Journey podcast, where we search the ancient paths to find ways that God brings light into a dark world and helps set men free from the struggles that we all face on a day-to-day basis. Your Chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network. Kingdom Pursuits, where you hear from ordinary people instilled with an extraordinary passion. Together we explore the stories of men and women who take what they love and let God turn their passion into Kingdom Pursuits. Now, live from the Truth Booth, your host, Robbie Dillmore.
Well, I'm Jerry Mathis from Ray's Body Shop and Record Service, and I'm lingering on from the Christian Car Guy radio show this morning. Robbie is on vacation. So that means I'm filling in for him. But I just want to take a moment just to mention one thing. If you're having and need your Robbie Dillmore fix, and you're thinking, you mean to tell me he's on vacation, I'm going to be able to hear Robbie's voice? The opportunity to be able to listen to his podcast this week, even though he's on vacation, he's going to be continuing to do his podcast, and he's going to be diving into Psalms 119. And so I encourage you to turn to it and listen to his podcast as he dives into the depths of Psalms 119, and I'm sure it'll be interesting. You don't want to miss that, so you can have your Robbie Dillmore fix, and we certainly hope he's having a great time on vacation and enjoying himself. This morning on Kingdom Pursuits, we're going to kind of talk about a couple things going on, and I am very fortunate, as I said, ordinary people. I got the extraordinary Danny Spainauer in the studio with me this morning. And Danny, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Wow, thank you, Jerry. When I heard ordinary in the preview, I'm like, well, that's me. So there you go. My name's Danny Spainauer. I'm on staff at Pinedale Christian Church. Been there almost, 29 years now. And I do middle and senior adult ministry, and then also I do missions at Pinedale. So happy to be here this morning.
Yeah, we're going to talk about a couple different things going on and a couple opportunities for people to get plugged in. And then also one of the things we're going to talk about is just an area that really, really, I think, is a neglected part of our society in a way and sort of forgotten for what the sacrifices they do. And this is an opportunity coming on that Danny's going to talk about that through Pinedale and Footbridge and also through the Leave It Better projects that Pinedale Christian Church does to be able to minister to them through Jesus Christ. And I'm excited about that, and I know a lot of people will be. But one of the events that's coming up relatively quickly in a few weeks, you know, we've gone through a terrible time in this country where churches were locked down, forbidden to operate, and then slowly opening back up. But the whole process, and I'm looking at Danny as a minister, he may jump in here, because it's just sort of guessing. I kept looking for the playbook to turn to page 13 that tells you what to do during a pandemic when everything's shut down.
And there is none. That's just, you don't know what to do. We try to do the best we could do and keep people safe, obviously, honor the rules and things from the government, and then to keep people safe. That was our big thing, you know. And so we, like so many churches, tried to figure out what we could open and when we could open it safely. And so we're kind of seeing that we're now being able to come back. I sent an email out to my Sunday school class this past week, and I added it up. It's been 70 Sundays, so 70 weeks since we met together. And that just kind of, that number blew my mind, because all of a sudden 70 sounds kind of biblical from Daniel, yeah, Doesn't it? But we haven't met in 70 weeks, and you were talking earlier about the fellowship and just meeting together and how important it is. And that's something that we have missed. And we, like so many churches, are getting ready to start small groups and Sunday schools back.
Yeah, and you know, and if you're a member of one of those churches, man, I just encourage you to go and support that church and support the decisions they were made, because everybody did some different things.
Very tough.
A lot of prayer was put in it, and everybody did what they thought was best for their congregation with all the information they had. So the criticisms were there, but I think everybody did the very best they could do under the circumstances. As I said, there was no manual. I tell you what, it's so much easier when you can turn to whatever page and it tells you what to do. Then if you deviate from that, you got you know.
Absolutely. There's not many of us alive today that have ever lived through a pandemic. And so we didn't know what to do. So we did the best we could.
Yep. And so Pine Day will be kicking off their, you know, been open back up, what, for how long now? Probably
last August. It's almost a year now as far as our worship services. But now we're going to kind of start bringing back our small groups and our Sunday school classes and our Wednesday night programming.
Yeah. So when you say just the services, so what do we mean?
So here in the Winston area, we have been, if you live in Winston, we have been with our two worship Sunday morning worship services at 9 and 10:15. We brought those back, and so we brought those back about a year ago, and so that's where we can spread out in the sanctuary and that kind of stuff. But now we've started to add back some of our youth and some of our other programming. So Sunday school's coming and Wednesday night's coming, which is what we're getting ready to talk about, I think.
Yeah. So then for the kickoff and to sort of celebrate the fact that we're all going back to what is normal programming or what we were used to before the pandemic,
What was just normal? Yes, we, like so many churches, had Wednesday night programming, and we are on August the 18th. We're going to kick off with kind of a carnival out in our parking lot. And we're just kind of letting everyone know that, hey, it's time to get going again with our fall as school starts back and everyone kind of gets back into routine. That's something we haven't heard about in the last year and a half. What is routine? But as we kind of get back into pre-pandemic routines, our Wednesday night's going to be coming. We're having a big carnival. It's going to go from 5 p.m. till 8 p.m. We're going to have all kinds of games and just different things, free food there. We're going to even have axe throwing, which is going to be interesting. And it's safe. It's in a cage and all that jazz, but it's good.
I hope so.
Yes. We're going to have inflatables and laser tag and all kinds of different things, different trucks coming in, gaming trucks, and just it's going to be a fun, just an event for the to say, hey, Wednesday nights are back, but also for the community. So we want anyone to come by and stop by and have a good time.
Yeah, and when you said just Wednesday, also I think it's really the kickoff for, as you mentioned, you emailed your Sunday school class, I think, because Sunday schools have not been meeting.
Right, our Sunday school class at Pinedale is going to start back on August the 15th. And so we're getting all our small groups going again, and trying to do it in a safe way, and just can't wait to get the fellowship and get people back together again.
Yeah, and Pinedale's a church that's had so many small different groups. I know that Celebrate Recovery, which has continued to operate at a different level almost, just but it's still functioning. But then also, you know, it's just people afraid to get back into the flow, and Grief Share, which is a program at Pinedale, and Divorce Care, and then just like say, just regular programming. So it'll be good to, and other churches I know are feeling the same thing, just a weight being brought off of them to be able to get open back up.
Can't wait to get back together again, absolutely.
And again, we as humans, is go back to in Acts, the early church, the first church, you know, that community of believers is so important. And I think, you know, that's what we all need is that support and also accountability of fellow Christians.
Right. I think a lot of people have kind of gotten used to watching it from TV, and they've replaced church. And so we want to remind, as you've already said a couple times, we want to remind people that fellowship's important, and get back in church, get not just for you, but to give to other people. You know, it's kind of a two-way street. It's when we go and we fellowship and we're at church together, not only are we receiving from that, but we're giving our gifts and we're fellowshipping with people and we're doing life together. I think that was the amazing thing about the Acts 2 church was they did life together. If they saw someone in need, they sold whatever they needed. They did life together to make sure everyone was there and taken care of. And so that's something that we miss when we don't get together.
Yeah, and we don't really recognize that until all of a sudden, you know, it's sort of that.
Until you need it.
Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah. Absolutely. And you know, you talked about that is because I know you do a lot of texting and stuff with groups and stuff, and I do too. And it's just, and I start getting replies and stuff as people call me up for something that's going on. I said, I didn't even know that. And it's just, well, I know people just don't, and I don't even know who to reach out to and stuff. And they just need to be able to share that. And, you know, that's just what God, that's the way God wired us. And so this is a great opportunity to kick it off. And as you said, it's the, you know, it's the whole community is invited, not just, you know, it's a kickoff for Pinedale, but also it's the kickoff, just the whole area to get back to some type of normalcy.
Yes.
And how do you, It's the event's going to be held at Pinedale. What's that
address? At Pinedale, 3395 Peters Creek Parkway in Winston. But then also you can go to pinedale.church. And on our website, we have all this listed. And you can find directions and things there. So pinedale.church is another place to go online.
All right. If you have any questions, make sure you give us a call. This is a call-in show, 866-348-7884. Kingdom Pursuits. We'll be back with
you're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits. I'm Jerry Mathis, and in the studio with me is Danny Spainauer, minister at Pinedale Christian Church. Wears a lot of hats at Pinedale, and I'm certainly glad he's here with us this morning. And we just got finished talking about the relaunching party back at Pinedale and things going into to what used to be normal before the pandemic. And one of the things I know that during that process, there was a couple things that happened that got canceled and now it looks like maybe back on it. Well, I know it's back on the schedule, and sort of give a snapshot of how Pinedale's involved with the Leave It Better, what really has sort of springboarded some of this stuff and a lot of the community stuff that the church does with our Leave It Better projects. And this is probably one of the bigger things, especially by manpower, it's one of the bigger
ones. Absolutely, yes. Like a lot of churches getting involved in the community, Pinedale for the last 10 or 15 years have been doing a thing we call Leave It Better. And that's where we try to find places, people that we can just go out and help, just to give them a hand up, not a handout, but a hand up, and do it in the name of Jesus. And so we try to go help individuals. We try to go help different people. And what we did 2 years ago in 2019, we did a dental clinic for veterans. And we did that through Footbridge. Footbridge is a 501c3, a nonprofit that's registered, that was co-founded by myself and Dr. John Pruitt, who was a dentist here in the area. Dr. Pruitt had a passion for ministry through dentistry. And he would go and help people in order to then have the right to tell them about Jesus. So he would help them in the name of Jesus. And so we co-founded Footbridge in 2014. And so Footbridge used to just go overseas and do medical clinics. But then in 2019 is when we did our first really local clinic, and we realized that there were a lot of veterans in need. And so we offered up that dental clinic for veterans. And so we had a couple scheduled last year, had to cancel obviously because of COVID. And now in October, we're going to have our first post-pandemic clinic back for veterans. And so we're going to do, and we're naming it the Dr. John Pruitt Memorial Veterans Dental Clinic, because on April 2nd, Dr. Pruitt graduated. He went to heaven. And so this is going to be a memorial clinic for Dr. Pruitt, taking care of veterans and active military, because there's a big need there.
Yeah, and as I said earlier, that's a segment, I think, that just sort of gets just lost in the shuffle in a way. I mean, because a lot of times you just don't physically don't see that the need is there and stuff.
Right. And you think they're taken care of, or they're, and this might surprise you, Jerry, there's, depending on what number you look at, over 725,000 veterans that live in North Carolina. We're ranked 8th in the U.S. as far as veteran population. And so there are a lot of veterans around us. And of the veterans that live in North Carolina, only about 30% qualify for some kind of dental insurance. And so I think sometimes we just think, oh, they're taken care of and they're good and all that. And yet, eyes and teeth, as you've seen in foreign countries, eyes and teeth are some of the last things that around the world people take care of. But it's also true here. Eyes and teeth, you know, you don't go to your eye doctor as often as you should, and you don't go to the dentist. And even when you do, we usually say, I have to go to the dentist. Well, when we do our clinics overseas or we do these for the veterans, they say we get to go to the dentist. It is a, you know, it's a privilege. And so eyes and teeth are something we want to take care of. And so we have a big veterans base here in this area, in the Triad area. And this is open to anyone, any veteran, any active military. It's going to be on October 8, 9, and 10. We're going this year with 3 days. We're trying to spread it out. We're having fewer dentists. We're spreading out the chairs. We're trying to have a safe environment, not only for our providers, but for the volunteers and for the veterans that we're going to serve. And so October 8, 9, and 10, you can go online, footbridge.org, footbridge.org, and you can sign up. And actually, signups will start on Monday. So this was really good timing that we could come in today and talk about this. But signups for veterans are going to be opened up online on Monday, and you have to have an appointment in order to come. We didn't want people to come 5 o'clock in the morning and sit all day. We wanted to set it up kind of like a regular dentist appointment and have an appointment and then come in and we'll take care of you. And we're going to provide a dental exam, x-ray, cleaning, and then we're going to do all we can do. And it's all for free for our veterans.
Yeah. So again, what all services, you just do a lot of stuff out there real quick. Now what all is available?
Sorry about that. We will do an initial exam. And then we'll have full x-rays. And then after that, you'll be seen by a dentist. And anything, as much as we can take care of, depending on how many people come and time, we're going to try to take care of as many things as we can. Last time, we did a lot of extractions. We did partials. We were able to make some partials and fit people with partials. We did root canals. We did a lot of restorations. And it was pretty cool. You mentioned earlier, there's a lot of volunteers. We had 256 volunteers that helped us pull off this clinic in 2019. But those 256 people saw 363 veterans. So last, and 2 years ago, we did 2 days and we saw 363 veterans. The clinic cost us about $17,000 just to get all the stuff together, but we provided over $300,000 worth of dentistry, and it was all free for our veterans because they deserve it. As you said earlier, they deserve to be taken care of.
Absolutely. And we sit there and you think about that, and nobody likes going to the dentist.
No.
But as you said, you know, it is something we always neglect and stuff. And then whenever you're in a position of some of these veterans and stuff, man, it is just huge. Because you talked about going foreign missions and stuff, and I remember one year, the week before I got to Jamaica, y'all had done a dental clinic, and so the word was getting out, and I think it was at Broadleaf, and I was up on a chair putting a tarp up, and this guy came up with his face wrapped up and pulled it off and looked like he had a watermelon in his, all swelled up, wanting to know if I could pull his teeth. And I thought, well, but yeah.
You're a week late, buddy. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, but it's you know, there's certainly that need and stuff. And whenever, and again, how do you get signed up and stuff? Just sort of slowly step through that, just so, especially, you're right, it's good time. And in how long will the sign-up period be? Is there a cutoff for it?
No, we're going to sign up until all the spots are full. We're trying to see over 500 veterans and active military in those 3 days. So if you're a veteran and just want your teeth cleaned or teeth looked at, go to footbridge.org. And it'll pop up, and then you can sign up there. Starting on Monday, the appointments open up there. And so appointments are every hour, and so you just sign up for a slot, and we'll see how that goes. Last time, we were able to add a family member. But for right now, we're going to open it up first for veterans and active military and see how that goes. So we're trying to see 500. But footbridge.org, you can go to that site on Monday and sign up for an appointment.
Yep, we'll get that out there and get it on the website or something, so we can make sure that how do you get in contact with the veterans? I mean, you have to have a means to be able to let them know that the clinic is going on, and how do you get that word out?
Right, we're going through a lot of the different VFWs, Veterans Foreign Wars, and all the different several of the different veteran groups around the Triad area, and we're trying to get posters and info out to their post, just so they can know this. We have emails from 2 years ago for people that we saw through the clinic 2 years ago, and we're going to send them an opportunity to come and see. We were amazed in 2019 that some of the veterans that were coming, they hadn't been seen by a dentist in 10 or 15 years. One guy said, I haven't seen a dentist since I left the military, because when you exit the military, they give you a full physical. And they said, it's been 15 years since I've seen a dentist. And so it really is. It's amazing. You think here in the United States that you don't have to worry about this kind of stuff, and yet we do. So that's why we're offering this.
Yeah, and you know, you're involved in missions work and stuff. And as you mentioned, just your words of saying you don't think about that United States and stuff, because we kind of, in a way, mentally shield ourselves from some of the things and the shortcomings that are out there and stuff. And the veterans are definitely pay the are on the front line of that, and this is certainly meeting a need, but you think about it, because I can remember years ago getting involved with, you know, I love missions. I love going on to, I love going to Jamaica. I love supporting missions and stuff, because I think that's what God calls us to do, for one thing. But being involved, one of the first mission works I was involved with was West Virginia coal mine mission. And I was so shocked that within
it's right here,
a couple hour drive from Winston-Salem, it was people living in that state of, you know, poverty and everything else, and not having, we're living in hopelessness, as I mentioned earlier. And we kind of think that that's not local, that that has.
It granted, at the United States as a whole, we are blessed. When you compare ourselves to other nations and other countries, we are blessed as a whole, and yet there are still needs here.
Yeah, and I think that's part of, we as followers of Jesus Christ and as Christians, we need to be in tune to that, because there's always people, you know what, I just don't feel God ever calls me to go out of the country, or God never calls me to go on the mission field. It may not.
You don't have to. You're exactly right.
You don't have to go out of the country. You probably don't even have to go out of your state.
Open up your front door, and there's the mission field. Absolutely.
And even if you say, well, you know what, I'm not able to even do that, you know what, find a, especially a church.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, there's plenty of organizations out there that are doing a lot of good things and stuff, and a lot of great organizations that are meeting a lot of needs. But most of the time when you get plugged into a church, the majority of that goes, I know for Pinedale specifically, missions contributions goes 100%.
Absolutely. Yeah. And for our church, it's 20-25% almost of all the money that comes in each year. And it goes to missions. Yes, foreign, but then a lot of local ministries as well. So if you can't go overseas, go out your front door. If you can't go out your front door, as you just said, get involved with a church or a place that will go with you and for you.
All right. We'll be back in a moment. We're going to continue to dive into the dental clinic and also some of the stuff that's going on as far as opportunity for you to serve in the ministry and in missions. Have a great one, and we'll see you back on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits. This morning I got Danny Spainauer of Pinedale Christian Church talking about the dental clinic coming up, and also talked about the relaunch party for Pinedale, and also a lot of other communities and a lot of areas that are in the listening area are also relaunching and getting back to normal. But also this morning from, I know it's beautiful Florida this morning, we have Amy Cobble, who's going to come in and kind of give us a little bit of take of what her program is going to be about this morning. Amy, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing excellent, thank you. It's a beautiful sunny day. Today we have Robert, the lead singer of The Littlest Wretch. And we're going to discuss something that a lot of us may not know about in Pittsburgh in western Pennsylvania, where it was once a booming steel town. It's the post-industrial era where most businesses left and left people without money and without work. They ended up homeless. It turned into self-destructive violence and crime, and they went into drugs, and they were victims, and they were oppressed, and they were betrayed. It was almost like a ghost town, the people left behind. And his songs are full of compassion, and he talks about how selling your soul to money only leads to a bad deal.
Well, I know it'll be a great show, and look forward to hearing it. And you know what, Amy, that time you're on the radio, man, I just can't imagine how many people get a blessing from that. And just thank you for that. Thank you for sharing your heart, and thank you for putting some great shows together. Again, 1 o'clock this afternoon on most of these channels that you're listening to now on the Truth Network, Amy Cobble and The Cure. So don't miss the show. Plan on tuning in and hear Amy. Thank you, Amy. Have a great day and have a great show.
Thank you, and God bless.
Bless you. As I mentioned, you know, a lot of truth comes at you on Saturday mornings on the Truth Network. And one of the other things is, I just want to take a moment, just take a plug for Nikita Koloff and his Man Up broadcast that comes on at 12:30. Man, it's a great show. And Danny, as we're sitting here and we're talking about a lot of things at Pinedale, when you mentioned the Pinedale's Pinedale.church, to be able to go to the website, Nikita Koloff sat down with Matthew Sink this past summer for an hour and did an interview, and they call it Conversations. If you go to that website and scroll down, you'll be able to see the link for the Conversations, and then you'll see it'll come up with the people that were came in as guests, and one of them was Nikita Koloff. I encourage you to go look at that, or and really just hear Nikita's heart and what got him to where God brought him to where he is now with the Man Up broadcast on Truth Network. Also, if you needed that Robbie Dillmore fix, as I mentioned, he's doing his podcast, diving into Psalms 119. Also, he is one of the guests that Matthew sat down with, and you'll be able to hear Robbie's story and how God was able to walk him through the journey of life that put him where he is now. So that's Pinedale.church. Click on and scroll down, and you'll see Conversations. Click on it, and you'll see some great guests were on there. Mark Garrow with PRN Racing, David Mathis, former PGA golfer, still golfer, Dan Calhoun with Purple Crow, and I'm just trying, Andy Bowersox with Energized Ministry. Man, what an awesome ministry he has and stuff. So I just encourage you to Frank Meekins, former anchor, TV anchor, and also locally, I think it was Channel 2, WFMY, I think, and then he was in Chicago area. But man, I encourage you to just listen to those. They would definitely be worth your time and an encouragement. Now back to the dental clinic. As you mentioned, I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, okay, we talk about hopefully see in 3 days 500 veterans. Man, that's a large number. 3 days of commitment. So I'm imagining you got to have quite a few
guests. It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of volunteers. As I said earlier, when we did our clinic in 2019, we had 256 volunteers. And we can start at the top because the dentists are, everyone's important, and yet the dentists are kind of most important at a dental clinic. So if you are a dentist and would like to serve, or if you're a part of the medical profession, if you're a hygienist or a dental assistant or a nurse, because we check their blood pressure and all that, we need, and we are signing up folks right now from the medical professions and dentists. If you're a dentist or you want to ask your dentist to volunteer for a day, we're asking them to take one of those days and volunteer.
Yeah, and so as I'm sitting here and I'm listening, I don't know who is listening to this broadcast this morning, but if you're working in the dental field, man, give us a call and Daniel will get your number or
absolutely. Or you can go straight to footbridge.org and we already have the signups. It's sitting there for the dentist and the medical professionals. So we can, or if you're like, I call myself a grunt. If you just want to come and help as a grunt, those signups, you can go to Footbridge and just let us know if you're wanting to help, and we will find a place. Because what we did, one of the things that was really cool last 2 years ago is we assigned an advocate with each veteran. And so when they'd come in the door, we would say, hey, Jerry, here is your veteran. His name is Mike or whomever. And you walked Mike through the process. You went from station to station to get him checked in, to get where his blood pressure, to this, to that. And you just got to talk to him and got to meet him. And so an advocate was a great role, and we needed folks to do that. So it was 256 volunteers. It takes a lot, and yet we were able to see 363 veterans. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah. And so if you're like in the dental field, man, go on to Footbridge, try to get, or I think you need to probably call Pinedale and then make sure you get that information.
We can make that
call
happen.
This morning. Give us your number. We can make sure we can get you used, because you could definitely be a blessing to somebody and can definitely be used. Also, if you're a veteran and listen to this and you need to some information or didn't catch all the stuff Danny went over or whatever, give us a call. We'll take your number down and get back with you and make sure you get you know, on the right track and get you pointed in the right direction. You mentioned volunteers for the dentist, and I don't know if you remember this or not. There was a dentist, and I wish I could tell you his name, but I can't. that I was volunteering helping, and on Sunday, a guy came through the back door at the gym where they were funneling people in, not knowing anything, but he wanted to know where to go to volunteer because he was a dentist, and sent him to the room where they were taking snacks. I think, Danny, you were in there, and next thing I know, I came up with someone, and he was over on a chair just a-working.
We found him a chair. I remember that story. I can't remember his name, but he saw we did a piece on WXII, and he saw it that morning that we were helping veterans, and he was a veteran himself, and he said, I've got to go be a part of that. And so he came down, and so we checked out his license, and he was real, and so we found him a chair, and he helped see some veterans that day. It was a really cool story.
Yeah, it absolutely was. And so as you mentioned, I'm going to let you just go here, and this here's probably more of a going to be closer to your heart kind of question I'm going to throw is, I know this is John Pruitt Memorial Clinic.
Mm-hmm.
And just what does that mean? And I know you mentioned how John was in, that was so important to him.
Dr. Pruitt, yeah. Dr. Pruitt was an incredible dentist. God gave him skills, and he was a great dentist. He was a Christian, though. Dr. Pruitt, to me, showed us how whatever you are, if you run a body shop, if you run a record service, you run a radio station, you can be a Christian at that. And you will influence people in that area. You can influence if you choose to. And Dr. Pruitt was one of those that absolutely, he was a great dentist. He was actually my personal dentist. He was a great dentist, but he would always allow Christ to flow through him. Seldom did you go and see him and he not ask you what about your walk or tell you about missions and give you a chance to talk about Jesus Christ. And so these are great clinics. Yes, we're helping veterans who need help, but we're doing it in the name of Jesus. We want to be the hands and feet, and we want to show Christ. And one of the things that happened at our clinic in 2019, and we're going to have that again here in 2021, is we had people that would go around and pray with, ask nicely, can we pray with you? Do you have any questions, anything like that? We had 31 people come to know Jesus Christ through our clinic 2 years ago. We hope that many or more this time as well. So Christ is a part of all of this.
Yep, and that's the amazing part of the story is how God uses us and stuff. Be back in a moment with Kingdom Pursuit with Danny Spainauer. And again, just a great morning. Enjoyed it, and God is good.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits. I'm Jerry Mathis with Danny Spainauer in the studio with me. And we talked about the veterans being sort of the one of those groups of people that kind of get neglected in a way. Another group of people that kind of get neglected in a way are single mothers and widows and stuff with Jesus Labor of Love. But we do car repairs and also even replacing cars. That's want to take a moment just to mention that. If you're sitting or you're listening, and I know over the weeks and the months and the years of hearing the stories how God has been able to use Jesus Labor of Love to provide transportation for single moms, we don't realize how important transportation is and how important that vehicle is, especially if you're a single mom and having to deal with that, and what a blessing that can be. So if you're listening, and I always say do not never ever take money from your local church, but if you're looking to put some money somewhere else, you can send it in. There's a link on the website for Jesus Labor of Love for donations. Also, if you've got a vehicle or something that you want to donate, hey, give us a call and just put that in there. Love to have you participate. But now back to the dental clinic. As we mentioned, and as Danny is sitting here, and I'm, before we wrap up, I want to make sure we kind of go over how to get signed up again and where the location is and the dates and all of that stuff. But, you know, I just know there is some pretty cool stories that has came out of these clinics.
Absolutely. I remember back 2 years ago, we had a veteran from Chicago that heard about our clinic. His mom lives here, and heard about our clinic, and she said, now would be a good time to visit. And so the veteran flew down, saw his mom, came to our clinic, got his teeth taken care of, and just kind of did all that in one trip. And I just thought that was really cool. He won the award for the veteran that came the furthest. We had one drive up from Myrtle Beach. We had a lot of different people that were able to be a part of this. And that's where we saw the need was that importance. That's why we wanted to do another veterans clinic. Like I said, we had two canceled last year because of COVID, but we're October 8, 9, and 10. We're going to be at Pinedale Christian Church for the Dr. John Pruitt Memorial Veterans Dental Clinic. And signups for veterans start this Monday. So if you're a veteran or you know a veteran, help them get to footbridge.org and you can find the sign up there. And we sign up, there's appointments every hour, starting at 8 o'clock through 4 o'clock on Friday and Saturday, and then 8 o'clock through 2 o'clock on Sunday. So they can go to footbridge.org and sign up. And then that's one side of this. The other side of this is, if you're a dentist, we would love to have you volunteer one of those days. If you're a part of the dental world, if you're a hygienist or dental assistant or whatever, we would love to have you volunteer. These are great men and women to help. The veterans come in, they're so thankful. We got a thank you note. I want to read it just real quick from our last clinic. And it said, my teeth have never hurt so bad and felt so good all on the same day. Thank you all for setting this up and taking such good care of us old war dogs. I just think that's cool. They're so appreciative, the veterans, and you get to meet them, hear their story, and get to take care of them, be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ. And as we said right before we went to the break, 31 people came to know Jesus Christ through this clinic 2 years ago. And so we're going to have people there that will pray with them and talk to them about anything they need to talk about, and especially in Jesus Christ. And so it's a win-win in so many different ways.
Yeah, and you mentioned also before we went to the break how, you know, no matter what field you're in, God can use you.
Absolutely.
And we sit there and you see that all the time. I know going on a mission trip, you'll see people that you think, you know what, really, you know, where do they fit in on this? And it's amazing how God works and orchestrates things. I was just talking last week to a young lady that went on Jamaica trip, who's in her profession is she's a teacher, and she went up the mountain one evening with you, Danny, and you said, let's stop. This is a school right here. Not thinking anybody was going to be there, but one of the teachers was there, and she is still in communication with her to this day. They text each other back and stuff, but she just said, when I went, I didn't really know where I was going to plug in and what I was going to do and how comfortable I was going to be. But you know what? It made, not only was I able to feel like I served what God would want me to do, but it made me realize how through my career, I need to be serving God. And that's...
Yeah. If you allow God to use you, he can use you anywhere, as a parent, as your profession, as whatever. And you'll be surprised at how God can use you if you allow yourself.
Yeah, and I know we don't have much time as we're winding down, but I'm also going to share another story with a young lady that went on the trip who was, I'm not sure what the profession you call it, but she was sign language and stuff. And I never knew she's a friend of my daughter, and I never even knew that this is what she did. But a child came up at one of the churches they were doing VBS who had not even been diagnosed as being deaf and had learned any sign language and was just had no, her world was dark. And this young lady.
I remember that day because the little girl was bouncing all over the place and we're like, well, I think we found our trouble child for this vacation Bible school, but it was because she was deaf and her dad came in and explained she's deaf. And so we were like, well, we don't know what we can do for her. One of the ladies could sign, and now she is in deaf school. She is still, that is continuing on even to this day. The little girl is in deaf school.
Yep. Don't miss those opportunities, but God is going to be able to use you. Again, Danny, real quick, how do you get signed up for the dental clinic?
Dental clinic, footbridge.org. Go there. It's going to be at Pinedale Christian Church, October 8, 9, and 10 of this year.
Yep. So, and if you know a veteran, get him, pass the word on
Absolutely.
To him. If you're somebody in the dental field, go online and get signed
Volunteer,
up.
Volunteer, yes.
Great morning this morning. Hey, and I'm going to leave with one statement as I close up. One, God wants us to be in communication with each other. Secondly, God is going to use us in whatever field he has placed us. So go out, be God's feet, be his hands, be his word.
Preach it.
This is the Truth Network.